Please open your Bibles to Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. Open your Bibles to Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. God is absolutely great, perfect, and just. And our salvation can only be by His grace. Our salvation can only be by God's grace. We are sinful and can do nothing to earn our salvation. So look at Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 with me. It says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, that no one should boast." I want to speak of grace and faith and how these gifts of God relate to communion. To look at our God and humble ourselves before Him, it's difficult to do if we do not know who God is, if we don't know about God. In order to better understand His grace and inform our faith, let's think rightly of who God is. God is holy. He is absolutely pure, without blemish. Our God is all-knowing. He's supreme, above all. And our God never changes in these perfect attributes. Our God always has been, and He forever will be perfect. God is perfect and just, and man is not. We are sinful, and our sinfulness is great. Our sinfulness is against the God of all power and perfection. We have committed these great offenses against the one great God. So what does a perfect, loving, just God do? God and sin cannot mix. Since God is perfect and just, He can't just say, "Okay, I forgive you." He cannot lower His standards and allow us to have fellowship with Him until our sin is removed and we are made holy as He is holy. A price must be paid for our sinfulness. A righteousness must be provided. Because God is perfect and just, He demands a perfect sacrifice for our sins. Is there a sacrifice? The Bible tells us over and over of that sacrifice. That sacrifice that God provided. That perfect sacrifice. His Son, Jesus. The only way to receive forgiveness is by the free, yet very costly gift that God provided. Grace and forgiveness paid for by Christ's death on the cross. Forgiveness of sin, faith, and a new life is all a free gift flowing from the riches of God's grace. We have nothing to boast in. We earn nothing. It's all a gift of God. The communion we are about to participate in is a celebration of what Jesus did. He, the perfect sacrifice, willingly laid down His life on the cross and took on the penalty of all of our sins and provided us with His perfect righteousness. By doing this, He paid the infinite price that had to be paid for our sins so that we could be made blameless and holy, so that we could be united with our perfect Father, God. The act of participating in communion doesn't do any of these things. It doesn't make us any better. It doesn't make us more deserving. What we are doing is remembering and proclaiming what has already been done, what Jesus has already done. In communion, we follow Jesus' instructions to eat a piece of bread representing his body, and we drink a cup of juice representing his blood. In doing so, we remember him and proclaim his death on our behalf. If you have not yet acknowledged God and his perfect sacrifice of his son for you, this is not your celebration. It cannot be your celebration yet. But if you have heard what I have said and want to receive forgiveness for your sins, even now, right now, you can ask God to forgive you of your sins, and he will put your sins on Jesus, Jesus who died for those sins, making Jesus your Savior. If God has done this for you, then please celebrate with us. So as the men come forward with the elements, if you do not believe that it is by God's grace alone that you have been saved through faith, and that you did nothing to earn salvation, please pass the elements by. And remember, at the end of the service, the elders will be here, and they would love to talk to you about this. But believers, new and old, all of us forgiven sinners with much to celebrate, our great sinfulness has been forgiven by the great and just God. Our sins were paid for by the perfect sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. And this is what we celebrate together today with communion. So as the men pass out the elements, please take the bread and the juice and take them on your own as your heart is prepared.